It's Tuesday, the 24th of November. Another boring old dull overcast grey sky morning. A cold wind, cold breeze, not gusts every now and again. At least it's dry at the moment. It was raining last evening. The thing is, there's so many leaves to be read up, tidied up, but they're all sodden. All sodden. Gotta wait on a dry day. And they're not all sticking to the blocks. And when it's much more enjoyable to lift them. I'm tired. I'm very tired this morning. My wife decided that we should go to bed at 9 last night. Which is fine, I was happy to go to bed at 9. But unfortunately, an hour earlier to bed meant more discomfort during the night. Slept pretty well actually, I think. But I was up 3 times. Oh my god. But in between, deep sleep, which was good. Except when I really... I don't like talking about this because it's just... It's for the record, as they say, if I ever listen to the record. Any of them. I don't like talking about having to get up for a pee every night. But then it's part of my health and living and well-being. But anyway, let's just say that come a certain time, I could no longer sleep through discomfort. And so I grabbed my glasses from the side table and checked the time. It was 5 to 6. So I got up, and that was me. Back to bed. Eventually, back to bed, that is. So cold when I got back to bed, my wife. I was rubbing my back to warm me up. And I did eventually get back to sleep, but I was just... And then I had this dream. Actually, the dream was, wasn't a bad dream, but I can remember it so vividly. So much of it. And I can tag it all. That's what we're going to do, right? Tag dreams, not dissect them, tag them. I can understand virtually everything in that dream, virtually everything. And I can remember so much of it vividly. Vividly. What a strange word that is, vividly. Isn't it funny when, well, it is for me anyway, every time you need to go, you know what I mean, when you're in bed, sleeping, then you need to go, part of your dream's always about water, you're swimming in the swimming pool, or you're by the sea, or there's large waves, or, yeah, oh God. It's the brain, the body telling the brain to tell you, look at all this water, you need to go. So I went to bed an hour early, and I feel much more shattered this morning than I would have been if I did bed at 10 and had disruptions. Oh my God. Spoke to my wife yesterday about, I can't remember why the subject came up, it wasn't me brought up, but we ended up talking about hibernation again. Well, somebody had said to her, I think my wife had said to someone, after they had spoken about, you know, the winter nights getting you down, the long, dark, cold nights and short days getting you down. And my wife had said something to her along the lines of, be good to hibernate for, you know, during November, December, January, something like that, you know. And she was stopped quite abruptly by this woman. Not nastily, but quite abruptly in a funny way. Oh my God, she says, no. Oh, I didn't want to hibernate during those months. That's when the telly's at its best. Wow. Jinx, man. How can you moan about? How can you moan about the winter? And then wish to stay up so that you can watch all the great telly. Oh God. I don't like these horrible, sodden days when everything looks dismal, sucking wet, no real light, no brightness in the sky, and lo and behold, as I lift my head straight above, I see clear sky. Tiny little veiled clouds being lit by the rising sun. It's just incredible. All of a sudden. Ah, oh, beam me up now, God. Beam me up now. But just for the day, if you don't mind, send me back.